Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees.
Station out there, come back one more time. This is November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo.
Oh, this is KDHCWA. Good morning.
Good morning. This is nice. This is nice. I mean, how I was hearing on 10, I mean, I could, God, the difference. It's just wonderful. Well, good morning, Kurt. Morning, Janet.
Morning there, Stormy.
Yeah. I went for my volume on my, the volume on my 2980. And I was turning up my HF, I thought, wow, how did that get there?
Oh, roger on that.
Comment.
Hey, comment.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning. Who we got over here? This is KDHCWA.
Oh, just some guy. That's a bunch of guys on 1080 this morning. Sounds like Tony. Yeah, don't think so. It's closer to you. Yeah. There you go. Okay, it's got me sitting in my house, dying, looking out, and here's the baby. Well, Russ and Wedge are out there, and Bob, and I can hear, well, Bob can hear me, but I guess barely, but Wedge and Russ are coming in good, and I hear Kurt, but I just couldn't pull out all of his words, but I could tell he was talking, and we came here, and I just have a whole room full of him.
How about me?
Yeah, you guys both come in right here in the plane. Who's that other station that come in?
That was KE4ZYQ, Joe in Clinton Township. You guys are pegging my needle. 60 over.
Good morning, Joe. You got Stormy. I'm out of Chesney, Michigan. About 6 miles northwest in the middle of 5 wooded acres. And call is November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo.
And the other gentlemen out there, yeah, this is Joe Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec in Clinton Township, not far from Henry Ford, 19 Mile Road, by Hall Road and Bearfield and Hayes, with an attic antenna, picking you guys up very well today. What's the other gentleman out there, a couple of guys out there, KE4ZYQ.
Well, you got KKCI here.
Well, you're readable, a little difficulty there. Your modulated volume is kind of low, being you're out there a ways, but if you got a little closer to the mic and spoke right into it without getting too much breath noises, I think it'd pick you right back up. What do you think, Jeff?
Good morning. Zero.
Well, it's nice. We use a nice little test mic at home, but, yeah, I haven't not too much time to go to the beach, but, we're trying to fill for about 7 months at you. Jeff, are you in your blind?
Yes, I am.
That is so cool. Out there hunting, and then you're on the radio. Very cool. Go ahead, Kurt.
All right. Well, this is KDHCWA, and I'm in a little town called Crump, Michigan there, a little bit west of them, about 12 miles west of, as you between them, so it'd be like a, yeah. Anyways, this is KDHCWA. Uniform Romeo Tango. Well, you all are coming in readable, and yes, I think Jeff picked it up there, a little better volume with the HT out in the blind. And good luck. You don't have to go that far to hunt. If you could get a bow and arrow or a crossbow, you could get deer in my front yard every now and then at night, early morning. They cross my driveway. Pick them up on a security camera. I had 4 deer, one after the other, like a parade, go across the driveway and out towards a little ravine in the neighborhood. This is in the middle of civilization. Hi. How about that? Over to you, Jeff.
Well, it just kind of adjusted the old antenna. I don't know if it's any better, but, it's a beautiful morning here. And, I could shoot them out of the backyard, but I have a nice little 6x8 heated hunting shack here with all the accessories and solar power from the roof, and so we'll just call it, it's my second radio shack. Man cave in the woods.
Three man shit out loud. This KJ and C today. Sounded good over here, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning, Kurt. How's everything today? The old tower is up, the beams are on it, so that was a success. But yeah, we're actually probably, 22, 25 feet up on top of a hill overlooking about a 30-acre field and woods and food plots. So it's a beautiful view back here in the middle of nowhere.
KG4 Zulu, well, we might have to start a new name. Instead of Poto, we got to make it Boda. Blinds on the air. There you go.
Work with me being blind, that would be really good. Blinds on the air. Yep. Well, you know, gear yet or anything, Jeff?
A little bit of ad-lib there on that, but I like that. I like to be blind as a building. Deer blind. We have to have a beam. Deer blinds on here.
You been seeing a lot of deer this morning or no?
Yeah, we've had other neighbors shot at one and missed. It takes about 10 to go through, and then the buck comes through. He didn't look too hurt. He was a little guy. Nothing left me right home about. I wanted to eat. I just see the doe, and it's early season, so we're not going to get one up yet. So we'll wait. But no, I'm just out here with crop control production.
Well, we'll just change that topic to
okay, that'll work.
DBODA, which is deer blinds on the air. DBODA. There you go. Now we started a new trend. But you guys go to it, talk. You must know each other. I don't know. But I just jumped in to say hello and have a good Sunday, good hunting, no matter if it's for groceries or for a deer. So have fun in DBODA. K4ZYQ, Juliet Oscar Echo, 7-3.
Well, you have a great day. This is Kilo Zonte, Charlie Whiskey Alpha. And, yeah, you know, I mean, it's open frequency there, so, yeah, come on in. So, but anyways, yeah, good to have you in here. Yeah, we all know each other. We usually get on 10, or me and Stormy get on 80 once in a while, depending on how the bands are all going. And everything. We usually pop back and forth between different areas, 10 meter, 80 meter area, or 75 meter, and either here or two. So, but yeah, 7-3. This is Kilo Delta 8, Charlie Whiskey Alpha. Have a great day.
Okay, so yeah. Drop it anytime when we're out here. Yeah, you sound good. You sound good. Yeah, very, very nice audio. So you take care, be safe, and don't talk to you before you have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. This is November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, 5 or 6 miles northwest of Chesning in the middle of 5 wooded acres. I'm lost. Somebody help me.
You can always look in the north and see that north star. It'll get you back. Oh, I forgot. You can feel that north star.
always a good word from Jeffrey.
Jeff, I got a question for you real quick.
Stormy, I got your mic. I took it apart. Tell me now what was going on with it.
Well, the end of the mic, you know, where it plugs in, I don't know what they call that little metal piece there, I can't think of it now, but, you know, the part that plugs in to your radio, the HF, I've got electrical tape on that because it was showing bare wires about maybe 3/16 of an inch, and I put that electrical tape around it, you know, but it... I put the electrical tape around it, but it keyed up for a few seconds and unkeyed. So the end of it there, would need to be changed, or like, I mean, if you've got the bottom open, I don't know if it's all open or not, but I know we'd asked about it. I'd asked about a different, you know, cord on it, you know, but then again, I never thought I could just, you know, chop that end off and then put it back on.
Well, I got it apart. The cord looks fine. I mean, it's nice and new looking. Yes, the wires are pulled out a little bit, but I didn't see anything loose yet. That's why I wanted to talk to you to see. It was working, it wasn't working. It was shorting out or not keying in. So that's what I was looking at. There's a couple of resistors in there too. So. But I did care of the part. It looks fine, but I'm going to go ahead and just re-hit all the terminals with it and shorten that up, put some string tube on it. But. Yep, just wanted to know.
Okay, yeah, the only thing rattling, I guess if you want to call it rattling, which you'd have to you wouldn't even hear it. You know that one leg I showed you where the little rubber leg was, you know, just a little loose on it? The guy at Ace Hardware said they ran out of the right length of screws, but this one... He says it works. It's a little bit longer, you know, but it works. So that was the thing there. But besides that, it's nothing rattling. Just that, you know, that leg loose because the screw's just a little too long. And then the end of it there. Well, I'm sure you saw where I saw the where I electrical taped it, but that didn't help. M8RHK.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure. So, how's the radio sounding now? I just turned the mic up a little bit. I don't know if it went too much or not.
That sounds great over here. Hey, Jeff, I got a question for you.
Yeah,
good, Jeff, real good. Got a question for you, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, what I got a question for you is, did you get a chance to put that 80 meter up?
Not at the moment. I got it strung out, but I was putting up my other two antennas, and then I found my dipole was not working on one, so... I got that up, and then I got a little problem with the 10-meter fell down, so I got that back up, so I'm working towards it. Of course, right now, you see what I'm working on.
Depending on what it's set for, pretty
close into from 3800 to 4 megahertz, about where it's at, but you may need to trim. What I usually do is get it right about 3900. I'll start there and trim it out to where I get my lowest test up out of there at that point. And, you know, you may be a little higher at 38 and 4, but, you know, a good tuner in between there, yeah. Anyways, back to you. This is KD8CWA.
Yeah, no, Fred. No, I thought about this. That's going to be good having just a straight 80. And I actually got a bunch more 213 coax from one of the guys at the other club. My elder, I should say. My mentor. So he gave me, God, I don't know, probably 250 feet of 213. So I got lots of cable. But, yeah, I also been spending time. I got the tower up. Got the end, got a beam hooked to it, it's all up, and then I had to straighten them out, so all in due time. I got to throw some more ropes in the trees and drag the feed point out so I can do it. I'm waiting for one more feed point to hook back on the one of the off-center bed dipoles I got. It's the whole end of it actually pulled out. KTCI, back to Mr. Storm.
I'm just going to say, you know, what do you think of the build on the apex point there? You know, because I built like four of them like that, and that, and one of my 80 meters that I got, well, my 80 meter up there, and then my 40 and 20 and 10, one is built the same way. I was just wondering what you thought of the construction of it.
No, hell, you got some heavy wire on, so that helps. I mean, especially for tension. You know, it'll help with the keep the band nice and wide, but no, everything looks good. I have a check to see what you had for a coil. What do you got on that? 4-to-1? 9-to-1?
No, there's no balm. It's just straight. I use if you really want to have a good setup, your balm should be at your radio. What I do is I got just a 1-to-1 balm going to my 80 meter. I don't use a 4-to-1 or a 64-to-1 or whatever on that. Just a 1-to-1 there by the radio, actually coming off the radio into the main running off. And that's all I've run. That or you put it up at the apex, you can put it there too. Just a 1-to-1 in line. But yeah, there's no balm in it. It's just a straight feed through type connector there.
Okay, so basically you just got choked. Yep, because it should be resident, so you shouldn't need anything. So as long as you come down at 50 ohms, we're all good to go. So now, so the choke, yeah. Usually if you use the antenna wire coax for more antenna, that's where, you know, like with my POTA antenna, I got it built in choke on the end of it, and I put that towards the antenna because it's not a resident antenna, so I want to keep all the RF off the coax coming to the radio. So I hook it up to the antenna. But if you need longer for tuning, you can flip it around. So I understand. Gotcha.
That be it. I was just curious, sir, what you thought of construction-wise of it and everything there. Yeah, I got a spooled wire from a electrician friend of mine there, and yeah, it was really heavy stuff, and he wasn't going to use it, and heck, he had a whole spool of it, and I've made like 12 antennas out of that whole spool. So yeah, anyways, alright, well, Stormy and Jeff there, I gotta go do some things here with the dog and get her straight around. And so we'll let you go and bid you 7-3s to everybody there. This is Kilo Delta 8, Charlie Whiskey Alpha, 7-3s, guys.
Yes, nice to be able to hear you and talk to you. That's pretty good, but I can hear and talk to you sitting in my blind on the little rat tail walkie-talkie. That's what I got, is the 880 here that I'm talking back to you. So, that makes me feel good. I do got a outside little arrow base antenna out here.
Put off the double
enough, but hey, you know, live the life, you do what you need to, so you got to have what you want. So, no, you take care of Kurt, and we'll talk at you. Stay at KCI. We're standing by.
KDHCWA, you and your beautiful wife take care, be safe, have a fantastic day, Kurt. Sounding good this morning. KDHCWA, N8RHK, over to Daniel Boone.
Davy Crockett, sir.
Okay, that's... Yeah, they said that for the Alamo, they said that they went to the 14th, have a whole lot better chance, you know, and it'd be, you know, better. But Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone, Jim Bowie, he said no, he wanted to stay at the Alamo because he had all this gold that he had gotten when he went into, I guess, Mexico or Spain or something, and I guess shouldn't have or whatever, and he came back and he hid it in the Alamo, and that's why he had everybody stay there at the Alamo. What a waste.
Well, there's some history that I did not know on the gold thing. Got some Spanish bullion. From there, no wonder they came and wanted to take that Alamo. I had to get their gold back. But yeah, that was interesting. So the John Wayne one, that was pretty cool. I thought that was good. No. Wish you could be sitting here. It's nice. You can enjoy the geese that flew over. You got a pond right next to it, and they fly out of here all the time. But, nope. Other than that, you can get back on that 10 meter and tell everybody that they missed it with caution. And I think even Russ could get to the Saginaw repeater, I think. But you know how it is. Hey, KCI, back to you.
Yeah, I don't think Russell would, you know, like you said, he's got all of his stuff right there on 305, which is cool. And, but when we've been out there and talking before about moving, I told him, I says, my beam was tuned on 28-400. I says, and I can go anywhere and hit my antenna tuner, and yeah, it's not an original, not to say original, but it's not a true match, you know, but what's the antenna tuner for? It's a fool of the radio. And what's the end result? It's match. And a lot of people just don't want to leave their frequency and stuff, which I think is great, you know, but a lot of times you get the Roger beeps and all this other stuff from down below coming in, and it's, now. I'm not even listening to that. I'll find someplace else to go.
Well, what's nice is you just this would be a different, this is our backup, and that's all you need, you know. You just, if you can't hear on 10 sometimes, because everybody's crashing, but then, you know, Bob and John and all them, they can't reach over here either, so you just have to play it by ear and do whatever, but there should be nothing wrong with whatever. The target's 305, and that's what we target. But if you can't hear, there's no sense hitting it. I mean, you can go to 38 whatever, you know, if you needed to. I'm sure everybody could get on that.
Russell, NARHK, Russell, you know, Russell, Bob, me, Kurt. I forget the frequency, who is on HF. I mean, my God. Well, you've been there, too, yeah. And you guys just come in, I mean, just a full room. I even went down, Kurt said that he had a QRP rig, and he was only doing 20. And, you know, and being blind, I can't see my meters and all this stuff, whatever, so he, you know, he had told me about that, and it's very, and it's very, very interesting. A lot of times I enjoy listening to guys that I feel know what they're talking about, you know, learn stuff, and because there's information out there all over the place, when you're in public, at the mall, at the street, doesn't matter. Just, if you hear people, you know, whatever they're talking about, it's, a lot of times, I hear somebody talking about something, I thought, wow, that makes sense. And maybe I'll try it, and I think, hey, that works great, it's better, you know, so, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, it ain't RHK.
ACCI, and yes, you will get to read and watch the YouTube, but even YouTube you can listen to, but yeah, I can hear you. Just going around the band and scanning, you always have a conversation that you can listen to, because everybody's always talking about their antenna and their setup, and most people want to tell you all about their antenna and setup, so. Yeah, I don't know, the games are good. I mean, I can hear better on that sometimes than I can on anything else, you know. I mean, Dave is really different. I mean, I put him on my 10-meter wire. He doesn't come in as good as everybody else. I put him on my off-center bed dipole, and he comes in loud and clear. Same with the beams now. He comes in right loud and clear, but... You know, I don't think the transfer is out that much, so maybe the transmitter isn't as good.
Well, it might be because I'm in the middle of 5 wooded acres, but, you know, you've seen my IMAX. It's on my chimney with a galvanized strap, you know, holding it there, and in the bottom of the pipe it's sitting on like a piece of wood Jim got out in the woods. So it wouldn't be sitting on the roof. You know, and that's as high as I am. I had thought at times on, I don't know, you know, probably have to be a tower. But, you know, to find something or whatever and probably what it cost and that, it's, I mean, right now on my IMAX when I go, like with Kurt on the beam, or not Kurt, I'm sorry, Dave, on the beam, oh yeah, he's hammering in here. And if I flip and go to my IMAX, I mean, my God, he drops like 3/4, if not more. I'm talking audio for what I'm hearing. And then when I go back to the beam, I mean, wham, big, big, big difference. Like I say, I like to get my IMAX up higher, but I don't know how I do it. I'll have to think, well, no. I'll have to think about that on how I can maybe get my IMAX up higher in 8RHK.
So you're just hooked to the chimney. I didn't look when I was things over there, but, you know, I got a way we could get it up higher. I mean, it don't weigh nothing. I got like a 25-foot pipe that you just push up, put it on top of that, put another one inside that, and that'd be easy just to put up in here. And I know there's a little tower too. I think it's probably maybe 25 feet, maybe 30. That would be easy to put up, but just a pipe sticker up in the air. But you know, sometimes, you know, 10, 20 feet it makes the difference. So, especially in the woods, it's all, you know, you can go underneath all the foliage, or you can go through the trunks. There isn't as much interference, but you don't know until you try. I do got lots of 213 cable, so if you need some of that, it was gifted to me, so I'm a giving guy to Christmas time.
Jeff. I never thought of that. Like, well, the pipe I have out here, I've got some, I think, that are 21 foot long, but, you know, they're inch and a half or inch and a quarter. And the pipe that Jim's got the IMAX on, it's 8 foot, 8 foot pipe. And then that's sitting like on a block of wood he got out of the woods, so it wouldn't be sitting on the roof. And so yeah, from the ground up, I don't know how high it is I can picture him in my mind, but not the gutters. All the things that run when your roof comes down and it stops, and right there the water runs through the gutters or whatever it may be. I don't know how high up that is, but then, and then, you know, the 8 pipe or the 8 foot there, and so that's my height right there.
Well, we'll just have to look at it when I come back over and drop off the mic. But, yeah, I mean, it's the biggest thing. So we probably got at least 18 feet, so we're probably 20 feet up right now. So, yep. Yeah, well, it sounds good. It's working. There's the key. It's working. So, to bring my meter over and check the SWR and see what everything is. Sometimes it's just a loose connection and make a big difference, but well, it sounds good. That's all that matters.
Well, I mean, I thought, that's why I got the beam. I guess the IMAX wouldn't have to go higher, because if I wanted to, I hear somebody and I want to talk to them and they're real low, move my beam. But God, I hate to move my beam, because not being able to see, it's on my rotor thing. I'm not sure, you know, if I count my seconds to where I want to go, and then when I come back, I don't think the rotor's moving at the same speed. And, you know, and then I got to go through the thing of putting the beam back on, trying to find my spot there. And because if not, I can go on the IMAX and I can hear Kurt and Russell and Wedge and you. But I, I think it's raining. Something's starting here. I got my window open. I'm hearing something. It's falling, like, I hate to say it, but like maybe, like snow crystals, what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like rain hitting. And, you know, but I guess to think of it, it's working good now and everything, and if I need something to do, I could move it. But that's what it's for, you know, is to move it and stuff. And I did that to Carlos one time.
I did that to Carlos one time down on the island of Jamaica and or Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico? Island of Puerto Rico, I think. Man, that's terrible. Can't remember. KK4. Jeez. I don't believe that. But, you know, he always comes in good. He's moving back to the States on stuff, Georgia. And that'll be cool. N8RHK.
A8ACI. Yeah, well, and you're pointing north right now, so I'm just trying to think how nice if you could tell, like, at least every 15 degrees, or, yeah, 45, yeah, every 90 degrees it would say something, you know, like east, north, that would definitely be really cool, so you could really at least know where you're at, you could get back to the, have to look at that. I'll have to figure that out. There's got to be something for that to me. So, nope. Well, I think it's here. Oh, there they are. There's three there now, out in the field. He's just out there eating away at all the cover crop I planted for him. And I guess we'll get to eat it off the tree. So, no, it's all good. It's on the radio with Rosemary. Come on, HT. Sitting out in the middle of the woods talking to you.
I think that is so cool with DHT. You know, you can be out there in the woods, like in your blind, and not your blind, but I should say in your blind. And I never was a hunter. Well, I got out of service in 70, and I was working construction almost a year before when I was out. That's when my accident happened in 71, so I'd gone maybe, well, yeah, with my dad, you know, before, when I was in school, high school and stuff, whatever, but after I got out, I was working construction, never got back at it.
Well, this is just one of them things. Yeah, I've been hunting out in Alaska a lot, and stuck on it all the time, so being sitting still just would not easily do that thing, but I guess now when you see Pyro, you're going to get a little more relaxed.
Okay, I just got the word my daughter's up, so. Hey, it's been a pleasure. You're sounding good, like when Joe said about getting closer to your mic. Yeah, that made a, and when you turned it up, yeah, that made a big, big, big difference. All right, K8 KTI, it's been a pleasure, sir, and I wish you all the best and all the good numbers on your hunting expedition. I hope you do good. So you take care, be safe, and have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you later. KCI November 8, Romeo Hotel, Kilo 73, good morning.
Sounds good, sounds good. We appreciate it, we appreciate it. So, you take care, I'll talk to you guys in the morning when you make the 05. We'll be hitting you. And I'll get working on that mic later. Kilo 8, Kilo 7, and we'll be clear, standing by.
Good morning, 0900 hours, cloudy, 39 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray monitoring.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 40 degrees.
K8LAX, NAWRO.
NAWRO, K8LAX. Sounds like you have some people working in the background. How are you today, Tim?
There was just too many radios, too much static. It should be better now. So far, so good. How about yourself, Dean?
I'm doing all right. I was starting to wonder if I had upset the radio world. But good chunk of yesterday and today, I haven't gotten anybody to come back. So, but yeah, just drop the. Daughter off at work. She's got a long day ahead of her. They're doing inventory today. And I'm going to go help a friend out with a car and then got some team stuff to do to get prepared for the meeting later on this afternoon.
Well, that sounds good. I do notice the weekends tend to be, you know, kind of quiet compared to Monday through Friday, some even more so than others. You know, the football game's not on now. It's not on until tonight. Of course, we had college ball for Saturday, so a lot of college games. But, hey, what radio are you on? It's sounding good now, but that's your mobile, right?
Yeah, affirmative. This is a much better, much, much better radio. This is the Yaesu FTM300D, definitely much, much better radio. So I'm still working on that. K8ZRI has had a friend that does some retired from circuitry work. So I think I'm gonna inquire on acquiring the chips and stuff I need and sending it out over to her and. Possibly doing the microphone upgrade, just even if I don't use the radio, just so I have another radio in the arsenal. I guess I don't feel right just tossing it in the garbage. When it does power on, it does receive, and it does still transmit. Over.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not worth putting it, not worth decommissioning it altogether and putting it out with e-waste. It's not that far gone, so I would definitely give it the try. And, you know, more often than not, you're going to be successful. And if not, worst case scenario, you brick it or it just doesn't work, well, hey, you tried. It's worth it just to get it up to, like, let's say, backup quality.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I bought it very early on. It was my very first, I guess I wouldn't call it a high-powered radio, but everything before that radio was just Alfang. I got it back in late 18, maybe early 19, and I bought it used for like $100, $150, $160, something like that, and it was good to me until it wasn't, so I don't necessarily see an issue, but it's definitely not a feature-rich radio. I pulled it up into Chirp and opened up the options. There is almost nothing in that radio. Although front face panel, it's got cross-band repeat, it's got AM receive capabilities and a bunch of stuff there, but in the settings menu, there's almost nothing. Back over to you, Jim.
Yeah, and then, you know, when they're saying, well, there's got to be a mic gain. No, there doesn't have to be a mic gain. There's plenty of radios without a mic gain on it. And you go in the CPS, and it's just not there. And there's not much you can do about that. It's either there or it's not.
Well, there's a couple people in the chat that were saying that I should just leave the chips, but with as many problems as there is with those chips and how bad it's overdriven with its voltage, I feel better. Even if they're not completely fried, I feel better just replacing them with new, putting the diodes in and possibly doing some modifications to the mic. There's a gentleman, I didn't really get the gist of what the comments were when Riley commented on it, but I guess Riley has the same radio, and he has someone that also had the same radio and did the same work to his radio, but he didn't put the diodes in, and the chips blew out again. Very, very short-lived without those diodes, but TYT did not put them in. The solder pads are there, but they did not install them. Over.
That is so odd. No doubt a cost-saving measure, I would presume. But, yeah, I thought I'm going back to look right now what the comments were. But I think you're on the right path, and you have the equipment to do it. You have the skills to do it, so, you know, why not? And then, again, worst case scenario, maybe Santa Claus brings you a new radio, but I don't think it'll come to that. So, but I tell you what, I should post the picture of one of those Go boxes. Don't be too shy about asking the boss for one of the Go boxes. For especially if you're doing a net, they're going to give it to you for doing a net. I mean, that's a given right there. They displayed them at the meeting yesterday to the other counties, and I took a photo, so I'll post it. I mean, I know you probably saw it before, but I'll post it. And it's definitely my radio. So, and mine's just under your mobile, right? Mine's a FTM 150, so you should be fairly familiar with it. But it does have he's got a part a SO239 connector where you can, attach your exterior antenna and just go with 110 power, too. So, I mean, it's an option to think about, but my understanding is Dave's going to have a few and then Michael will have a few, so north and south. I think you were in on that, so you could just sign one out from Dave and give it a shot. But, you know, if you want to, it's up to you.
I mean, yeah, I could, like, if I don't have this fixed before the next net, I could sign one out. I just don't want to keep one signed out and then, you know, keep using it at the house for just general QSOs when those are meant to be used for, you know, being actually signed out for stuff. I'd rather have, you know, something of mine personal, which I'm sure you understand. But if it comes down to doing a net and I have to have something, then yeah, I'll inquire. But that's what I was trying to explain when I responded to that. And then I was I was told not to be afraid, and it's like, well, I'm not afraid. I want something of my own, and it's not like I don't have radios, because I mean, right up until I put that antenna up, I just hooked up a Baofeng and to my external, and I was getting into the nets with my Baofeng.
Yes, sir. I do remember that, and it was a good signal as well. So, yeah, I understood exactly what you meant. You know, you're just not going to sit there and have it, you know, for 6 months be your radio. No, that's not that. That would be the opposite of what we're saying. But then, on the same token, like I was mentioning, with other hobbies, some of us share. I personally won't want to see them be safe queens. I think that's the term, safe queens. You know, they should get out and get used a little bit and put them through their paces. And then as soon as you're done with it, yeah, return it, of course. But actually, I'm going to end up doing it, you know, one point. No rush, because it is the same radio I have. But I do like to look closer at Mike's build. He did an awesome job on that. So I'll throw that one photo up on Discord, too, just so you guys can kind of zoom in and take a close look. He 3D printed some stuff, the little bracket that holds the SO239s. You did a good job, so.
Yeah, I only seen what he brought into the meeting as some of his rendition. He had some modifications he wanted to make. I am definitely curious to see what his final go on it was. Also, for your reference, I did take and pass the PIO basics from FEMA.
Excellent. That's good news. Now, so does that mean there's that Fed site at least is open?
Well, I took the test yesterday, and it pulled up that, and it let me pull up my transcript. So, yes, the FEMA training site is available. This is KE8LAS for ID.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. What do you think about, I know you were thinking about this as well, but and I'm sure you'll get to it when you feel like it, but what about Skywarn? I wonder if they're, I got to go check. The only thing I've been checking is the lookup for FCC, and they still weren't open. I was thinking maybe tomorrow they would be back online, so I'm hoping for that. But, yeah, I'll have to go check Skywarn and see if they're open for those that might want to go ahead and knock it off before the springtime.
So I'm not entirely worried about it because we were just invited to Riley's Skywarn training, which is at the end of this week.
Oh, that is awesome. If he's got an in-person class, do you know if it's those guys training, or did they get someone from the Weather Service? Did they clarify that? Either way, it's fine. It'd be great, especially for you, because I know you're waiting for that, I think, for a level, right?
That's correct. So my my level one with that will be complete, and then I can get some of the stuff that I've done for level two signed off on. But because I didn't have Skywarn, they couldn't sign off on my level one, so I couldn't. They can't sign off on what I've done for level two yet.
So on the PIO cert, just attach that to your book and. I'm not sure. Did I give you level three? Because level three, I didn't print that out for everybody, but I'm not sure if that's actually in there anywhere. But we always just attach whatever training we have to our packet. For the time being, you're the keeper of your own records. That may be changing next year. We'll see how that goes.
So I don't think you gave me level three in the book. I don't think he gave me level three. I'm not entirely too concerned about it at the moment, because I'm just gonna pluck away at at level 2. I just wanted to for sure get level 1 done, because I know in the bylaws there's rules about like not having an ID until you have level 1. And it's like, well, I'm at level 1, but, you know, I haven't completed it, so I've just been really trying to hammer out that, but with the government shutdown, Skywarn's been tricky. But as you already know, I was a member of Riley's group, and he never, we just decided to keep me on the email list, so I messaged him on his Discord, his team's Discord, and he said everyone was welcome, so I'm going to attend that and do my Skywarn with him. Over.
Oh, yeah, they're very accommodating over there. Yeah, Dave's really happy that we're working so close with them. We want to kind of keep it as it's not one organization. They're two different counties, but yet they're our brother agencies, so we should have it, put it this way, kind of fluid between the two organizations. They can come here anytime. We can come over there. I think that's the way they're kind of running it over there. Looking at the Facebook right now, and yeah, Mike, that level 3 is just amazing. What's on there? There's so much on there. So I'm not sure if any volunteer is really going to complete level 3, but you know, it's out there. I can get it to you if you ever want to look at it. But I hear what you're saying. Level 1 is indeed the minimum for deployment, other than the set. The set, you do not have to have level 1. That's not, you know, necessary for that, because it's not, the set is not exclusively ARPSC. It's hams in general. You just need the ticket. But, yeah, level 1 is good, and I understand your situation. You can't get there from here until you get Skywarn.
Yeah, that's correct. So that's just what I'm aiming for. And when I got that email, I was like, oh, perfect. I don't have to worry about online. They're hosting it at their EOC. So I had mentioned it to Dave, because I don't know if there's anyone else that needs in person, but he did say everyone welcome, so I would assume that would mean if somebody needs that training, SCC EOC will be hosting it this week.
Very good. I got mine this past spring, but I will be taking it again when we have it at MISD the coming spring in 26 next year. I really do enjoy having it in person. I've broken record, I keep telling you this, but I understand that, you know, some people do have to take it online just to get it, but I'm glad that you're going to get an in-person class. It's helpful. And then I want to take a deeper dive in, I was telling you, on what MyCon's role is, and I was talking to the one guy, the EC for, the new EC for Oakland County, whose name escapes me right now, but he was really nice. Chatted with him a little bit yesterday, and because White Lake is in Oakland County, that's the reason that they're kind of the other side of MyCon. They staff the MyCon net for our person to call into. It's been Dave, but prior to that, Jeff will handle both duties, the Skywarn net for our county, but plus he would just call into MyCon if we actually had something to report. But I find that kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. So the PIO training, I was misinformed, so I got to talk to Dave. I'll probably be at the meeting. Because you can take, it's an independent study for the first one, and the rest of them are actual either virtual or classroom courses that you have to take. And there's, I think, four or five. There's even an executive PIO course. So I don't know how far he really wants me to go with it, and if he actually wants me to take the in class or what have you. I'm not 100% positive, but I did get that. And he was like, oh, no rush. I'm like, but I don't want to hold that title and not have some sort of, you know, classification or something that supports that title.
Yeah, I follow you on that. That's, of course, his call totally, as you understand. But also the expense, watch out for expenses. If there's any expense to that, you may want to consider holding off for the additional classes until after we get the nonprofit all buttoned up, because once the nonprofit is buttoned up, maybe that expense won't be yours.
I agree. I'm just curious if he's okay with just the basic course, or if he does want the education to go further. That's really my question. But I just got to my destination. I gotta do a little bit of electrical diagnostics here. God, I love it, but you know, not really. So I'm gonna say 7-3s and clear out on your final. This is KE8. LAX over to NAWRO.
KE8LAX from NAWRO. Have a good one, Dean. We'll talk soon, I'm sure. Clear?
KE8LAX, clear.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 41 degrees.
K-I-5, BC, you
good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 41 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 41 degrees.
Hello,
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees.
5-0 net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346 decimal 5 and 7232 kHz. Now these are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF receivers, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OPTICOM in Michigan, including ARIES, MTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net, and regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KDRHB, my name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed.
and the deck two got together and discussed what was going on. and upcoming thing. It was a very interesting meeting. I'd like to thank Jay Fertle and Macomb County for hosting it at their EOC. It's a nice brand new building, very, very, very nicely equipped. Somewhat jealous. It's actually a very nice venue. We discussed an awful lot of things that we're doing. Big thing was capabilities that we would like to work on, discussed various things around the SEC. We would like to approve and some other issues along those lines, some housekeeping goodies and other stuff like that. It was a very, very good meeting. Enjoyed it. And it's always good to get together and meet the rest of the troops and see what's happening and exchange ideas. So that's basically what even remotely interesting news is from Washtenaw County and District 2. Like I said, it was a good meeting. We're getting some stuff done. Slow but steady progress is hopefully what we're doing. Anyway, thanks for picking up the net, Brett. I certainly appreciate that. I thought about it, but I'm working my smoker today doing some stuff, and I really can't predict when things are going to be ready. It's all temperature dependent, so I kind of sort of backed off a bit there. Once again, thanks for picking it up. Appreciate that. Also, thanks to Central Michigan Emergency Network for setting up the frequencies and the VHF UHF links. So, with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, is Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Thank you for your comments. And yeah, those area-wide meetings or district-wide meetings, those are good. Try to have one. Try to have one every month. Get to get everybody together and kind of see what's going on around the district. So it's always good to do those. Yeah, thank you for checking in and good luck with your smoker. So, all right. Next on the list, then I'll do a standby is Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Charlie, you're up.
Thank you, Brett. This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Once again, Charlie in Kalamazoo County in the little town of Vicksburg. I tuned out frequency because somebody was kind of jamming the net up about 1.75 kilohertz for a sweepstakes EQ, but it looks like that person moved on, so the frequency is a lot more clear now. Nice to hear a couple more county ARES members checking in on this net. And I'll let Gary talk about the past week's Kalamazoo County Racies meeting that we had at the EOC. And speaking of Gary, I saw him again yesterday as I attended the Fort Wayne Ham Fest. It was a little better set up than I remember it. I didn't go in 2024, but the layout was better, and there was certainly a lot of room to move around. Things were not congested, and there was not a gigantic attendance, but, you know, there was a lot of hams moving in and out. You know, there were new hams moving in when other hams that had been there a while had moved out. So it was constantly busy, and we were there till about noon, 12:30, somewhere in there, and we got there about 9:30. So spent some time, saw some hams from different places. Unfortunately, a couple of the vendors that usually go there were not there. So looks like there'll have to be some mail order going on, even though I prefer not to do that. So that was my ham activity for yesterday. I came home with a small camouflage backpack for handhelds and other QRP portable rigs, and came home with a couple aftermarket handheld antennas to replace some of the other ones that were getting banged around. You know, after 10, 15 years of the same handheld, sometimes the old antennas can get crushed and bent the way they were not designed to do. So I took advantage of one of the vendors being there and picked up a couple of antennas. So, Brett, back to you, and let you carry on, and you got a nice signal over here, and so it sounds like 40 meters is open for the day. 88RHB from WDAXB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in this afternoon. Good to hear you. And just always get a good time and check in. All right, we'll take a quick standby. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. If there's anyone wishing to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, if you're listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network link repeaters, UHF or BHF, you may also check in. Please call K88RHB. Nothing heard. November 8th, Whiskey, Romeo Oscar, Tim, you're up for comment.
Thanks, Brett. I appreciate it. As Jim mentioned, we did host the D2 Emergency Coordinators meeting yesterday morning. I had a fun time assisting people into the building for that. Total of 10 members showed up. We had, of course, our own DC Dave and our Deputy DC Mike. Then we had St. Clair, Wayne, Oakland, and, of course, Jim from Washtenaw. It all went off with without a hitch, just most degrees there, and I'm glad the meeting was a success. So with that, I'll just turn it back over to Ned. It's always good to put some faces to call signs when you meet people in person. So that's all I got. N8WRO, Macomb County, D2, back to Ned Control. Thanks, Brett.
November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Tim, thank you very much for your comments and listening in. Good to hear you. All right, next on the list, Kilo Echo 8 Alpha, Zulu November, you're up for comments.
Alpha 88, RAC, the last 20 years at least, and have enjoyed every minute of it. Currently, I am pretty much unemployed there as an emergency service vet, so anyone who wants to grab another radio operator, well, here I am. Other than that, I don't have very much else. It was a bad day today. I enjoyed it. It was a little snow out there, but it went away. So, other than that, I have a great time here in central lower Michigan.
All right, very good. Thank you for checking in. Thank you again, and I appreciate your comments. You have a great evening. Next on the list, November 8th, November Oscar Romeo. Ken, you're up for comment.
Go to Fort Wayne and do a lot of yard work.
thanks for your comments, and man, hopefully everything will work out for you guys. Yeah, interesting. Good to hear you. Always good to hear you. Happy you're on the net here. So thanks again. This is KDNRHB. Yeah, one more station, and we'll take a standby. Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. You're up, Jeff.
Evening, Brett. Everybody on the net. Did some microwave work yesterday at one of the sites and tried to get one of the links up. So still got stuff going on even though it's cold. It wasn't too bad yesterday. Still trying to get some DMR and UP there. But for anybody up around the Mackinac City, get into the net on the 145.31 or in Traverse City on the 444.350. Repeater in Traverse City as well. Drake has his LinkedIn, so getting a little bit more expansion and more ability for people to be able to join in that. Back to you, Brett. Give me the rest of here.
Sorry, very good, Jeff. Thank you for all the work you do. Appreciate it. Thanks for checking in, too. Is there any other station wishing to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? Or is there additional comments or traffic for the net? Please call.
November 8, Delta, Mike's Hotel.
Delta 8, Echo India, or correct, Kilo Delta 8, Echo India, Bravo,
guys,
getting
there really light. Are you
having
any comments on that?
Delta 8, Echo India, Bravo.
for checking in. I thought that was your call, but I wanted to make sure. There was a station that mentioned a relay.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 41 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 34 degrees.